Hello and welcome to episode 5 of The Waiting Room. Today we're going to be discussing forgiveness and understanding. Everyone loves to talk about forgiveness until it's their turn to give it. So let's dive in. Talk to me, Nori. Do we feel forgiveness is a decision or a feeling?
I think it's both because
Okay.
it is the act of forgiving somebody, but I think the feeling, it's more to do with how you feel about that, because I know it could be very hard forgiving people that don't deserve it. just being honest, some people don't.
No, of course.
But it's more for you and like you feeling free and you being able to move on from that situation by forgiving somebody. I think forgiveness and forgetting are two different things as well. So I can easily forgive somebody. I wouldn't even have to tell them, though, that I forgave them. It's just something that I've done. So I'm able to kind of move on. But I mean, there's certain situations I won't for I can't forget those. Though they're not carried with me, but I don't forget them, you know? So I don't want to be burned by the same person twice. Let's just say that.
I get it.
Yeah, but forgiving, yeah, I think it becomes easier with time, and it's more for you to feel peace. Like, who doesn't want peace? It's just like
My ex.
we all
That
end
was
up
a
in the
joke.
ground anyway. So it is what it is, but I think it's more for you than for them.
I
What
agree.
about you? What do you think? Do you think forgiveness is a feeling or a decision?
A decision. I think if you go off feeling, like if you've, I think when someone hurts you, I could be wrong, but I don't know if the feeling is I want to forgive them. I think the feeling is pain. The decision is forgiveness. So in my life, forgiveness is something I'll give whether I get an apology or not. Forgiveness for me is between me and God. So
Love
it's
that.
my thing I give to release it, to release the burden from my shoulders. I don't want to have to carry that. I think the pain of whatever it is you have to go through is enough. And on top of that, having to hold on to the fact that you don't forgive them, it's just you're holding on to something and prolonging the road to healing. I think the
Right.
biggest part of healing is letting go. And in my experience, I can't let go of something until I forgive. So right out the gate, before an apology is made, and even at the height of my emotions, I give forgiveness.
Love that.
So
That was very well said.
yeah, just like I've gone through certain experiences where people will apologize and ask for forgiveness, and I tell them straight up, I've given you that forgiveness way before you even apologized. Even if you were never going to apologize, you had my forgiveness.
Right.
So
Because you don't want to carry it. That's why I keep saying it's more for you than for them. Because it has, honestly, yes, they've caused pain, but it's got not the forgiving part, it's got nothing to do with them at all.
Absolutely. Do you feel like you can forgive someone you don't understand?
Yeah, because I don't understand them.
I mean, valid point.
Know what I mean?
No,
Like,
like if you don't understand the, yeah.
how am I gonna hold something against you if I don't really understand you? You could hurt me, yes. I think for me, it's not really understanding somebody. Like, let's say, for example, I've met someone and I don't really know them, so I can't really understand them, right? And they've caused me some sort of pain. I can't, like, rather than trying to understand them to forgive them, I just accept people for what they show me. I don't hold nothing against them. But I started doing this to start feeling kind of free, and forgiveness is kind of part of acceptance. Like accepting people for who they are, or what they show you, because sometimes we don't even know who they are. But once I just started accepting people, I didn't have any expectations of them. So that way, I'm never really disappointed because there's no expectation there. And so when something does happen that you get kind of blindsided by, that's when I'm like, Oh, okay. That I didn't, you just don't expect certain things because you get those situations where you get blindsided. Cool. That's the things that I'm like, okay, with time comes forgiveness. And with time also comes like me out. So
Right.
it's, yeah, I don't know. I feel like me accepting people for who they are has become, has made my life a lot easier.
As it
And
should.
yeah, and it's made me kind of more peaceful because there's no expectation. I don't have any expectations of anybody these days because I mean, people will surprise you.
We're all human, and I think that that's hard to remember, especially when you're going through certain things and people are hurting you, that we're all human and we're doing life for the first time. We're all doing it. And although the world might say, don't forgive this person, let them suffer, God says, forgive 70 times 7 times. So I think when you remember that, you remember forgiveness is not something you're giving to that person. It's more so it's acknowledging your love for God and for the fact that God does forgive us for our sins, no matter how many times we sin. I could just tell you alone today, I probably sinned 50 times just off thoughts. And just you might say something out loud and might not realize that is you walking towards sin, but God forgives us when we repent. So why
Agreed.
not forgive people?
Agreed. Agreed. And
And I
it
think
does, I think.
it's easier said than done at times. But in my life, I always will remember God forgave me at my worst moments. I have to forgive this person. And it's my relationship with God that allows me to do that. I think before I had such a tight relationship with God, forgiveness was more of a thing you had to earn in my life. Now you can do nothing to earn it. You can never apologize. We can never talk, but you will have my forgiveness.
Exactly. Like there's forgiveness, and then I mean, there's not forgetting. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, just because I've forgiven you doesn't mean I'm gonna forget every single like bad thing or mean thing you've said to me or whatever. Not that that really gets to me anyway, but it's like, I think it's smart of people not to forget certain things because you don't want to be burned twice or three times or four times. But forgiveness, 100%, because like you said, God forgives us. And essentially, forgiving somebody is more for you than for them. And it might be for them too, because they could be holding on to, I did this person wrong and I'm so sorry and this and that. So forgiving could actually help them to grow, like we just don't know.
I think I could just tell you in my personal life that in my experiences and my even my relationships, I could just tell when someone I've dated has made mistakes in a relationship and was discarded for those mistakes instead of given empathy and understanding and forgiveness. And I think even I see it right now in my life when I give that, how much it actually does change a person. Were like, not to say that people were wrong for feeling hurt for certain things that were done to them, but I think just forgiveness, understanding, empathy, taking all those things into account, I think those are truly important to be a better person and a better partner in all senses of the word partner, not just romantic relationship. I think friendships, relationships, being a sister, being a daughter, I think having empathy and understanding for people will allow you to not look at so much the mistake, but the person behind the mistake.
Right. I agree.
Do you think you can forgive someone who never apologizes?
Yeah, because like I said, it's not that I need an apology because I mean, once someone has done something, and they're not sorry about it, like I never want to hear or speak to this person ever again. Do you know what I mean? It's just I don't want these types of people around me. But forgiving them, not that they would want it, or maybe they would want it, I don't know. They would never hear it from me because, you know what I mean? Like they would never see me again, but. Like I said, it comes back to me and how I'm feeling and me wanting to feel peaceful. That's easy. That's easy. And I've done that in the past as well, where people who haven't even known if they've even done something to me. But yeah, forgiving, easy. I've done it plenty of times, and it is more for my life and my peace of mind, that I do that. And to be honest, nothing in this life is actually that serious, where we all end up, this life is so temporary that nothing should really affect us. Especially when it comes from other people. I feel like that's not where I'm looking for validation or anything like that. So when somebody hurts me, it's more of a reflection of them than it is me, which makes it kind of easier to move on, accept them for who they are, and forgiving them.
Absolutely. Hold on. I had a good question and I wanted to let you finish, so I lost it. But
What's it?
if it comes back to me, it comes back to me. But it's funny because I look at life when I go through bad things now, I look at it as a test. Like I look at life as a test. Like, oh, okay, this is just the obstacle to take me to the next place. I don't ever look at it deeper than that. I look at it as if this is all part of getting me to be the person that I pray to God for me to become. Because we don't realize it, but when we ask God to become certain things or for certain things, we don't realize what the road is sometimes to get there. So you may ask for strength, but that might mean that you have to be broken in certain areas to get there. We might ask for wisdom, and that might mean to hear hard information and to figure out how we can get through that hard information. So I think it's just not understanding sometimes what we pray for. We think we know what's going to be on the other side of that if it's given to us. But in reality, I think that when we do ask for things, or even when we don't ask for them, God has a plan for all of us. So it's just a better way to look at it. Like I look at just certain things happening as like, okay, this is part of the test.
Right. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds it.
100%. 100%. And there was this
For
quote that I
sure.
read that I really, really, really loved. And it was, God didn't spare Daniel from the lion's den. He spared Daniel in the lion's den. So that's something to remember when you are going through something. You may be thinking, why me? Why am I going through this? Instead of saying, God, I'm asking you to help me get through this.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that so much.
But even in
But you know,
music, you know what's one thing I notice in the music industry? I meet a lot of artists, producers, songwriters, that when I sit down with them and I take a meeting with them, they tell me all about their traumas. And granted, it's part of their story, and everybody has a story before they sat down on the couch to talk to me. But I think a lot of them lead with their traumas so much that it doesn't allow them to have a new relationship with someone in the industry, a new songwriter, a new producer, a new label, a new manager. It just doesn't allow them that space because they have held on for dear life to their pain. And there's just a better way to go about it. You gotta release some of that stuff in order to allow some new blessings to come in. So, but you're an artist, you've gone through your share of stuff. Like, what is your experience on it?
I mean, life comes with trauma, you know? So it's holding on to that isn't going to do anything for you. If anything, it holds you back because God is providing all of these new things. And if you're holding on to kind of what happened or, you know, the trial, if you're holding on more to the trial than the lesson, then it just, you don't move forward. So, you know, we all go through something. We all go through something. It's not
Absolutely.
good to hold on to it. And I'm sure people have been through crazy stuff. You know, we've been through crazy stuff, but we use that as fuel, if anything, just to get to the next day. And I don't know. I just try to stay optimistic, and I don't try to let the trauma of it all, hold me down or hold me back, because everyone I meet, it's a new person. I don't bring nothing from what I've experienced with other people into that. And I think that would be unfair to do that because this person has no idea what you've been through. You know, they're coming in fresh, and to give them kind of the version of you that was then, and with people that didn't treat you well, I think that's unfair to you and to them.
I agree. And I think that if you we were to even look at it from a different lens, imagine sitting down for a label meeting and the label is treating you now based off of bad experiences that they've had with artists that were signed there. And now everything is kind of being introduced to you from their trauma of previous artists. And I don't think they do that. I think when you sit down with a label, they discuss with you their excitement. It's like more so them pitching why they're great for you instead of talking about certain artists that didn't work out and why they didn't work out and this artist and that artist. I think they come in it with such a clean, fresh perspective, and you'll
For
lose
sure.
out on so many great opportunities unless you go in it open.
For
I don't know
sure.
how to stress that anymore because we've all gone through things. And I'm not taking away anybody's traumas, anybody's experiences, but I can just tell you from a person who's experienced and has gone through a lot, it's easier to look at things with the glass half full than half empty. You may
Agreed.
think holding on to it as your blanket is protecting you, but it's really not. It's only holding you down. That's not a blanket, that's a weighted blanket.
Right. A weighted blanket that's keeping you comfortable where you were. And it's just there's no moving forward with that at all.
No,
And
not at
I
all.
you could just even imagine it like this. It's if someone came to you and gave you that sort of energy or that past trauma and like kind of, treated you the way you're treating them with your trauma, like you wouldn't want anybody to do that with you. You want to I just think treat somebody how you want to be treated, and somebody fresh is you don't know if they're gonna F you over or not. That's just like you just don't know, and you can't in the back of your mind always be like, oh, they could be this or they could be that, they could have a hidden agenda or this or that. We don't know, they might, but that shouldn't be at the forefront of anything. If something's gonna happen, it's gonna happen, and you have no control over that at all. It's just good to just go in with 2 feet, and if something great happens, amazing. And if something bad happens, or something you don't like, then learn from it and you move on to the next. Like, you just move on. Like, you get to the next day, you learn from it. And it's hard to explain these things sometimes because when you have such faith in God and you have a mindset where everything happens for a reason.
I was
I
just
just
gonna say
think
that it's
it's common
really
sense
hard to
sometimes.
explain faith to a faithless person. It's really hard to
Right.
explain. Like, there are no words to explain how moving with faith gets you a lot further than moving with fear.
I agree. There are no words to be able to explain it, which is why I feel like a lot of successful people that have their faith in God, that just speaks for itself rather than them even having to say it. Like, I remember coming across this one video where this guy goes up to people and he asks them, how did they build their success or how do they have like this or that? And every single person's first response was, I believe in God.
Wow,
And
powerful.
you would never think that because even me watching, I didn't think any of them believed in God. You just don't
Wow.
know. But it's crazy to see that every single one of them, that's the first thing that they said. And their work and their success and their blessings, faith isn't something that you can teach. It's something that you feel. So if you are looking for that, like the old saying, seek and you shall find.
100%, and I full-heartedly believe that.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I think a lot of people in the music industry suffer. I don't want to say suffer, but I think they have a hard time with forgiveness because we're in a industry that everyone's very competitive and fighting for the same spot. Do you think, in your experience as an artist, like how have you gone about forgiving a producer or a songwriter or an executive or anybody you've had in your path? Like, how have you gone about forgiving them?
Well, I think it comes down to ego. So I feel like the industry is full of it. And we've all experienced, ego to some degree. And like I would say a couple of years ago, like in 2018, 19 maybe, it was harder for me to forgive. because I didn't understand people like I do now. I didn't understand the reasons for certain things, for what they would say to me, for genuinely like not even wanting to work. And my thing, when I looked at that, I'm just like, oh, you're lazy. And that's what it would go to, but I think that's an ego thing, and I can't put that on somebody. I mean, half the time some of them were just lazy, but like
Facts.
I was just in such a position where I wanted to work every single day, and to not have that energy back was super hard for me. And I don't think that's ego. That was just me being in a foreign place, not comfortable. Like I didn't have it like I didn't have it like that. So it was just me wanting to get to work, and it was hard for me when producers didn't like make time, or they would say they believe, but they didn't really believe, because then if you did genuinely, if you believe in someone, you work with them. So it was just that in the back of my mind. And yeah, like later I was able to kind of just forgive, and I mean not forget, but I would just forgive, and I would just let it go, because it wasn't a reflection of me. Like I said, it didn't affect me because of my belief in myself overpowered anybody's disbelief in me. So it was never a thing that got me down. It was just me trying to figure it out. And my belief in God was and is so strong that I knew it was going to happen. It was just, I knew the right people were going to come along, and everything happens for a reason. So I was just like, okay, I'm not meant to work long term with these people, or I'm not meant to be in this room, or this or that. I could keep going on. But it also fueled me. It really did fuel me, because I'm like, okay, you don't want to work, one day you're gonna wish you did. Like, and that's it. And so and I also wanted to get to a point where I didn't have to like beg somebody to work with me. And I never wanted to be in that position either, because I mean, who wants to beg somebody to work with them?
No.
No one. You just want people that, have goals for themselves and see that working with each other could help that, whether it's for myself or for them, and together we could do something, And that's what I always believed could happen was, anyone I work with, I'm trying to lift them up just as much as I'm trying to lift myself up. And I don't know if anybody ever got that. I would say it, but I don't think they heard me. But anyways, that's water under the bridge. Now it's just easy. I understand people more. As soon as I get an inkling of like, just if it's difficult to work with somebody, I'd rather not do it. Thank
I
you,
get it.
bye. There's like so many talented people, and it's just, I'm not gonna sit there and wait for somebody to work or want it just as much. I'm not doing that.
Oh no, I get it. I'm with you, sister.
What about in your experience as a manager?
In my road, my journey, my pilgrimage.
Your pilgrimage, baby.
I've worked with some very beautiful and talented artists, some of whom I still work with to some capacity, some that I'm friends with, some that I don't talk with at all. And I think I don't hold any resentment, and I don't look at them, any of them, as a waste of my time, at all. I think I learned so much from all of them. I can honestly tell you, I have nothing bad to say about an artist I've worked with. It's, I
Yeah.
think we had our experience. It didn't work for whatever reason. And that's it. There's nothing much to it. I don't think I need to be walking into a room and tarnish your name and jeopardize any other opportunity that comes, that could come to you. There's just no point in
Right.
me doing that. I don't gain anything from sabotaging you at all.
No, not,
So,
yeah,
like, to
exactly.
your point, it's ego at the end of the day. And I think where my faith in God is, I cannot walk into a room and talk bad about you and in the same breath ask God to give me an opportunity. It just,
Right,
that's not how it works.
exactly.
It's, God's not transactional. And He also, the same God that made me, made also you. So
Right.
it's hard sometimes for people to forget that. I mean, to remember that. It's, He's not just my God, He's our God.
Right,
So
exactly.
yeah, I don't have any heart. I've had experiences, good experiences, bad experiences, but I think all of it was good learning experience.
And they were meant to happen because when we look back, you're blessed to kind of be where you are now. So if none of those things
Absolutely.
had happened, things could have been different. And
Absolutely.
that's
Even
why I'm
like
always just
when I was
grateful.
road managing, I went through it's you're on the road. It's a lot of work. It's a big toll on you emotionally. You're in a different time zone sometimes twice a day. It was a lot. And all it did was make me grateful to God and it made me talk to God a lot more because it you need the strength to get through certain things.
For sure.
I choose my faith to lean on more than my ego, as well as more than any other negative thing that we all naturally have.
Right.
But yeah.
Love that. I love that. I love that so much.
I think it's too heavy to hold on to things. My only message, if someone's listening to this, is forgive and move forward. And sometimes moving forward means moving forward with those people that hurt you, and sometimes it means moving forward without them. That's completely up to you at that point. But forgiveness is a non-negotiable. It should be, at least.
Right. I agree. I agree. Forgiveness, accepting people for what they show you, or who they are, understanding, trying to understand people and getting their kind of perspective on things because we all live a di very, very different life. So you don't know if, somebody hurting you is coming from their own experience. Sometimes it's just got nothing to do with you. So that's why accepting people, understanding them, forgiving them is the only way. It is the most peaceful way to move forward with your life, and into future
It's funny
things.
because I had this conversation. I was on the phone with my sister the other day, and we were talking about something with my mom, and she was mentioning something with her, how she was when we were kids about something. And I'm like, I had to remind my sister, like, you know, she did motherhood for the first time. Like, it's not like she was a mom in like 10 other lifetimes and then became our mom and has to get it, have, you know, had to get it right every single time. Like, she did it for the first time and she did a very good job. So, like, that was a good little reminder. And then, fast forward, I spoke with my sister again sometime after that. And she mentioned to me just randomly how she was going to stop giving my mom slack on a specific thing because, you know, it's not her fault. It's just certain things she
Love
had.
that.
Our own parents needed to go through certain experiences as well. So it's just giving forgiveness.
Right.
Forgiveness
And
is free.
our parents were like our moms were so much younger when
My
they had
God.
kids, and they
Exactly.
gave up their whole life to be a mother. So it's, and then they were doing it for the first time,
Yeah.
and they had less. It's just you can't compare it. You can't compare
No.
it. I'm comparing it, but motherhood is so hard, and I've seen, my sisters do it, my mom do it. It's super hard. So shout out to all the moms, but yeah, our own like parents, moms specifically, just hats off because I would have given up for sure. For sure. I
You
would have given up. I'd be
Don't say
like,
that.
yeah, I can't do this.
That's not
I
true. And
can't
I
do
don't
it.
believe that you would because I haven't seen you give up on the baby that you have now, which is music. So I don't believe you would give up. Taking
Yeah,
a
no,
little
I wouldn't.
break,
I
aka
have two
sending them to
nephews,
grandma's
and
house.
no, I have two nephews that I would kill for. So it's,
There you
I
go.
wouldn't have given up, but shit, it would have been hard.
It's okay to hit pause, and that's when you send them to grandma's house. So,
That's what my sister do every single day.
yeah.
No, but
But
it's
no, this
good.
was great. I feel a little bit more open to a little bit more open to forgiving more after this conversation. I think iron
I love
sharpens
that.
iron sometimes, and hearing your perspective too, it's very refreshing. Because, you know, sometimes when you're going through your own problems in life, you sometimes feel very isolated in the way you think. And you think, is there anyone else out there that thinks like me when it comes to this kind of stuff?
Right.
Or am I very just jaded?
Right,
So
right.
it's refreshing to hear other people say, no, forgiveness is something you should give, because I full-heartedly believe it, and I wouldn't sit here and tell you it's something to give, or if it's something that came with a negative after feeling. I can't tell you there's ever been a time where I forgave someone and I felt like shit after.
Right. Well, we can even ask, everyone, like, what does forgiveness mean to you? Like the same questions that we were asking to each other. What does it mean to you? Is it easy to give? Do you expect it? Are you waiting on it? Do you need it to move forward? Like all of these things, like what is forgiveness to you?
It's a good dinner discussion if you're watching this. Write it down.
For sure.
Well, thank you guys. It's been real on episode 5. Nori, do you want to do the little subscribe?
If you liked what we had to say, subscribe right here so you get notified when we upload episode 6.
Okay.
It's hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I was gonna change it up, but I
Bye,
messed it up the last time I tried to do it. That's why I'm not saying
guys.
it. Bye.